I was just laying there. My whole family was eating Thanksgiving dinner, and I was in the urgent care by myself going, what is wrong with me? Which I told my family not to come with me, but I was just sitting there going, what's wrong? Like, I can't, I'm never going to get fixed. I'm never going to find a cure. This is going to be my rest of my life.
And she said, you know, doctor, don't waste your time with me. I've had all the tests. Nobody can find anything. You'd be better off seeing your other patients. Well, by then I knew what to look for. And it was less than an hour when we made the connection that her attacks of illness were all connected to her abusive mother. And once the patient saw that, once she had conscious awareness of just how much emotional tension there was in that relationship, it was like the light bulb went on. I can still see her face looking up at the ceiling at that moment and saying, oh my God, I can't believe it. And in her case, what was really dramatic was that was the end of her illness.
My name's Laura, and like most of you, I didn't go to medical school. That's why I'm calling in the big guns. Each week, I will be sitting down with doctors, researchers, and experts in the field to try and understand the insane connection between our thoughts, our feelings, and our physical bodies. How do our minds have the power to miraculously heal or slowly destroy our physical health and well-being? To learn along with me, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to tune in for our first episode with Dr. David Clark.